most importantly, we need to recognise housing as a right and as part of an economic, social and cultural rights. That way, the right to a home can be defended at each juncture and into the courts if required. Because right now, the banks have a greater right to homes than people do, and that is at the crux of the problem. In the Portuguese constitution, they respect the right to housing and they respect the economic and social cultural rights of their citizens. And for that reason, the Troika could not attack homes in Portugal because it was constitutionally protected. We haven't got that here. The Troika attacked our homes and we're still living through the crisis.